Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, people. Dear people, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Religion Means Alive. Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Edward Abdelaziz. Edward Abdelaziz, and I am your host tonight on Religion Means Alive. We're going to get started here. We're going to get started, and I'm going to open up with a prayer. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. As you know, that's the Muslims' greeting is called Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha, the opening. And in English it says, praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment, you do we worship, and your aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the right way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, dear people. Dear people, we thank you. We thank you for coming on tonight. Religion Means Alive. And we thank you. We thank you, and we pray that God continue blessing all of us. All of us, we have to benefit from what we're presenting, what we're bringing to you tonight. And we thank God. We thank God for you. We pray that Almighty God bless all of us to benefit from what we are doing tonight. I'm going to have some discussions on music and on writings, creative writings, music, poetry. Going to have some discussions on that tonight, and we're going to discuss and talk about why we need positive writings, poetry, music, songs. We're going to have a discussion on that tonight, and hopefully, inshallah, we'll be able to benefit from what we have to bring to you tonight. So once again, we're deeply grateful for you coming on tonight. We're deeply grateful for you coming on tonight, and I'm going to be playing music off and on, and I will be discussing some of the songs that I'll be playing, some of the lyrics, and some of the music that I will be playing, and I'll be reading some poetry, some of the poetry that I've been blessed to write also, and have some discussions on what motivated me to write, and how we can help motivate our young people, and motivate a lot of the people, you know, into the sense of on how we need music and positive lyrics and positive words and positive poetry to guide us back to the right path, to the right way. So we thank you once again. We thank you for coming on tonight, and we pray God continue blessing all of us for this wonderful opportunity. And we want to thank my dear brother, Imam Alfred Muhammad for inviting me to host this program on Tuesday nights, and I'm grateful that I'm able to be back on Tuesday nights, and I will be presenting some. I will be having guests tonight. So once again, I'm going to play something, and hopefully I can have a discussion on some of the things, some of the music that I'm going to play tonight. This is going to be a little unusual, but then again, you know, it has its purpose. It has its purpose, and we pray, God, that we can understand what we're doing here on the program tonight. So we thank you, and we pray that we all can benefit from this great opportunity that we have with this technology, this modern technology here, this computer and these Blog Talk radios, these Blog Talk programs. It's a key, and not only that, but it's also it could be used as an instrument for us to promote wholesomeness and goodness, you know, around the world. We're deeply thankful for that, and for what Allah has given us in this technology. And this is why we really have to engage ourselves in it and learn how to utilize it, learn how to use it. We never get too old. We never get too old to, so especially for this technology. If we're going to be fast-moving, quick-thinking right up to the modern times, then we have to adapt to these instruments as being produced by from the minds of the human beings, from the minds of great human beings. You know, because that's all a computer is. A computer is something from the minds of human beings. All this technology is created from the minds of human beings. So I'm going to play something, a song that I play often, and I'm going to we're going to do some talk about some of the stuff that we write. And I also have a book here by our beloved Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, and we should really get, it's time we sing a new song. And I also want to announce that of our national convention, those of you who are not Muslims who are listening in, you know, I know I have some family members that are listening in, but those of you who are not Muslims listening in tonight, we want you to know that we're having our annual convention. The mosque is having its annual convention, Muslim convention, September 2nd through 4th, 2016, at the Tinley Park Convention Center. That's 1851 Convention Center Drive. That's in Tinley Park. That's in Tinley Park, Illinois. And the ticket information is available at MuslimConvention.net. At MuslimConvention.net, this is our annual convention. We have these conventions every year. Every year, our beloved leader, the Honorable Imam David D. Muhammad, has established these conventions and these events so that we can come together and share information, and not only that, so that we can build upon our successes. So we can build upon our successes. This is why it's extremely important for us to support this, and we bring this to you, the general public also. We would love for you to come and support us also at this convention. You know, you can register. You know, you can register also. You can register online. You can write online and register and get your tickets online. It's themosquecares.com, or either muslimconvention.net. You can do that, and you can mail your checks or money orders payable to WDM Ministry at Special Events. WDM Ministry at Special Events, P.O. Box 153. Matteson, Illinois, 153 Matteson, Illinois, 60443. You can also register online also, dear people. And we're thankful, we're deeply grateful for you coming on tonight. And we pray that we are all blessed to get something out of what we are doing here tonight. So we thank you. We thank you so much. I see the board is lighting up. I see the board is lighting up now, and I see that we are going to have, hopefully, praise God, inshallah, we'll have a wonderful discussion here tonight on poetry and music. I have some poetry that I've written. I'm going to be sharing some of the poetry that I've written. I'm going to be giving commentary on it and what inspired me to write, to write this poetry also. But first, I want to play a song that means a lot to me, and it gives me a lot of energy when I play it, and I want us to get to be able to get benefit out of what we're doing here tonight, and what we and why music has such an effect on the minds of the human being, both negative and positive. Negative and positive, music has a great effect on our minds, and whether we realize it or not, and sometimes music is affecting us sometimes and we don't even know it. We don't even know it sometimes, but we thank God. We thank Allah for blessing us to be creative, We thank God for blessing us for being creative. Music has healing power, you know. Music has a lot of healing power, you know. And like one of the doctors that I was talking to, and somebody said, face it, he said, modern life is stressful. He said, we juggle hectic lifestyles. We work long hours, do volunteer work, and get involved in lots of activities with families and friends. We squeeze in housekeeping chores, exercise, shopping, and countless personal and professional commitments. He says, it is any wonder we suffer from tension, headaches, high blood pressure, and a host of other stress-related disorders. What if we could soothe our frazzled nerves and dissolve tension that we built up over the day without any effort at all? What if the solution was as inexpensive and easy as listening to music? It is. And according to experts, even many health professionals can be helped by the power of music and healing with sound. An increasing number of physicians and other health professionals recommend music and sound therapy for physical problems such as migraines and chronic pain. Now, I'll get into that. Even during slavery, during the times of slavery in our history as a people, you know, it was the music and the singing of the slaves in the cotton fields, the singing of the slaves in stressful situations that helped them. It helped them. It helped ease a lot of tension. It helped soothe a lot of aching pains. But the main thing they carried, there was a lot of message in a lot of things that they were creating at that time. The music in the church, music in the, when they just wanted to cool out for a while, you know, they would create music and sounds. You know, and I think it carried over, it came over from Africa with the drums, carrying messages in the drums and the instruments that they made back then. But music is very important to us. And as you know, during our struggle, we had some great leaders, some great singers, some great songwriters who came along. And here's one of my favorite, right? I'm going to play this, one of my favorite songwriters who came in and really, really helped me during the time of, I mean, this was a really struggle when this particular singer here came in. I'm going to play this. Listen to this. I can't stop now. Songs like this kept me going. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. Cause I've got my strength. Don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Hallelujah. Alhamdulillah. Hallelujah. Keep on pushing. Now maybe someday. Listen to those lyrics. Listen to them. I'll reach that higher goal.
I'll reach that higher goal.
Yeah.
I know I can make it.
Just a little bit of soul.
With just a little bit of soul. Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder.
Pushing. Curtis Mayfield was one of the dominant singers back during the time when I was coming up through the struggle, through this African-American struggle, through the struggle of in our history. Curtis Mayfield, Marvin Gaye, men like the OJs, Kenneth Gamble, Lukman Abdul-Haq, Kenneth Gamble, formerly Kenneth Gamble, Philip from Philadelphia. These leaders, these singers, especially this song, Keep On Pushing. We could play that song. We could play this song throughout the time. It would be a message through all times, this song, Keep On Pushing. We can play it through all times, throughout the times, Keep On Pushing. Wonderful song, wonderful song. But the point is that, but the point I'm trying to make is that we have people who have been grounded in music, people who came up in the church, people who came up, you know, singing and dancing. This was something that, that brought us through out of our history. This is something that brought us out, out and it, taken a lot of stress off of us, relieved us of a lot of tension, relieved us of a lot of sad situations. It was the songwriters. It was the songwriters who brought us out of this era. It was the songwriters who helped us, and also it was the songwriters and the singers who brought took us into a deep situation also with some of the negative songs. With some of the negative songs also. So we were carried from one extreme to the other. We were carried from one extreme to the other. And that's why it's so important. That's why it's so important for us to really be positive about this. And I wrote a poem to the young people. I wrote a poem called Rap This. It says, it's a shame and a disgrace of the values being placed on material things and their cost, while being led to believe and consistently deceive why our children are suffering a loss, being taught to only care about the clothing they wear and not to invest in a book. In a world class where they're listed as last, it's time that we take a look. When our values aren't looking good, and we all should, but what price are we willing to pay? If putting your hands in the fire is your desire, then you're going to get burnt one day. If your values are not on learning, as this world keeps turning, you'll be vanished through the token of time, wasting away from day to day. To humanity, it's a sin and a crime. Crying the blues over an expensive pair of shoes and won't wear a cheap coat on your back, while bills must be paid and you're afraid to establish that this is a fact. Young people, take heed of what you really need. If you're eating and have a decent place to stay, the expensive clothing you wear, God don't care as long as you're decent every day. Don't be deceived and led to believe that modern technology is a waste. You'll be so far behind, wasting your mind, marking time and going no place. Don't be blaming another or even each other as the reason why you can't succeed. It's a terrible shame the way you place the blame when you are responsible for your needs. Sophisticated styles and unnatural thrills got you stepping to a beat you didn't design. Can't sew a stitch calling your mother a bitch because you don't have control over your mind. Babies making babies, fathers saying maybe, leaving you to grow up real fast, not even knowing which way you should be going. How long do you think this would last? You can say, oh, I'm gonna, as long as you want, and do just enough to get by. Because when you stand before God saying, oh, it was hard, don't think you're going to get away with that lie. Walk tall and be proud. Let your good actions speak loud. Material things, you can't take them to your grave. As fast as you can wink, if you take time to think, to those things you become a slave. So before your lips start flapping, and if you're serious about rapping, here's something to put on your list. A plea from your father and mother, my sister and brother. If you want to rap something, rap this. See, these are the types of situations that we're in today. See, and this is what inspires writers to write. And we need writers to come up today in this day and time and to write and to produce songs that will guide our young people, not only our young people, but some of us, back to the right way, that will guide us back to the right way. These are some of the things that we really, really need to guide us back to the right way. You see, dear people, we have to really, really be cautious, and be careful. And, you know, I wrote, you know, and we have Christians, like I said, and we have Christians on the line also. And the beautiful thing about this is that we've had many great leaders, and one of the greatest leaders that I've seen in this day and time was the Honorable Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. And there are some great Christian leaders out there also. I remember the Imam had said that, he said that the lifeblood between Islam and Christianity is peace. The lifeblood between Islam and Christianity, peace. So I wrote this poem. It says, as we search for peace and contentment, unclogging the mysteries of life's arteries and veins, there are answers to many questions that for so many years still remain. As we search the inner cities, the highways, byways, and rural towns, still satisfaction and contentment seems hard to be found. People at war with each other using religion to destroy human life. As we hear the prayers of the faithful to end this horrible strife, the racism, corruption, and killing in this world, it has taken its toll, and still we cry out to God to have mercy on our souls. No matter what language we speak, there's a common fact that will always remain. It's our prayers being answered by God that keeps us stable, sober, and sane. Let us work to remove the obstacles from our arteries so that God's lifeblood can flow, and stop worrying about what happened yesterday so that our religious life can grow. Continue searching for harmony and contentment, working together to destroy the lies of Satan, the destructive beast. We are all created by one God in this together, because the lifeblood between Islam and Christianity is peace. You see, these are the types of songs, these are the types of poetry, these are the types of writings that will bring the world back together, that will bring the world back into peace and harmony. And we thank God for leaders like the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad and those of us who are students of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And we thank God for this great leader, the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. We thank him very much. But these are the types of poems, this is the type of poetry that has been inspired by that great, great leader, the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. We are deeply grateful. We're grateful for him. We're grateful for him. And we're grateful for you also, dear people, because without you, we wouldn't have anything to do. This community would be lost without each other. And we need each other. We really, really need each other. We need each other. We need each other to so that we can get together and work on this problem that we have in the society today. And that's the lyrics, the songs, and the poetry that our people, that our young people, are inflicting upon each other. And they're punishing themselves. They're destroying themselves. So we have to really, really, really come together and work together hard, and work hard to try to eradicate these negative lyrics, these negative songs that are coming to our people as being perpetrated in the minds of our people. And our babies are being raised up. Our babies can dance off of some of these songs. I mean, with some of the most degrading lyrics and degrading words, and our babies. I look on you on Facebook sometimes. How people got their children dancing to certain tunes. At 1, 2 years old, babies bouncing up, doing the latest dances. And when they get into school, they can't hardly graduate. When they get into school, they can't hardly do their schoolwork. When they get into school, they hardly make it through elementary school. They hardly make it. But we can teach them the songs and the negative lyrics and have them dancing and bouncing up and down. We can teach them that, but we can't teach them to educate themselves, to grow up to be the great doctors and the great lawyers that they should be, that God has designed and intended for them to be, to help move this creation forward in a positive way, in a positive way. So we have that. We have that today. We have that today, and we should be thankful. We should be thankful that there's a light on the scene today. There's a bright light on the scene today, and it's making way, and it's giving hope and peace for all people, not just Muslims, not just Christians, not just Muslims, not just Christians, but for all people to share, for all people to share, and we should be grateful, and we should be grateful, dear people. So we thank you. We're thankful. We're thankful that we have people with the mind to be able to go into this language and to be able to decipher this language and to put this language and to put it into songs and dance. And then we need creative dancing. We need new dances. The Imam has a book out called It's Time We Sing a New Song, 75 Select Poems. And you can order this book at the Mosquez, the Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad also. You can order that book at the Mosquez. But we're all poets. We can write ourselves. We'd be surprised if you didn't try to write yourself. You'd be surprised at some of the stuff that God will bless you to come up with when you try to write yourself. You'd be surprised of how much other people will appreciate what you write. Sometimes we write, sometimes we don't appreciate what we write. Sometimes we don't think, you know, what we have is good until somebody else hears it. That's the way I started out. I started out the same way, and I never thought that. I used to write and just, you know, it was nothing to me. When I was young coming up, we used to crack jokes, and I used to do mine in poems, in poetry. I used to make a lot of people mad because they fired me, and mine was in poetry, so mine was like a machine gun. Mine was more effective because it was rhyming. You see, so Allah, so God blesses us. God blesses us with methods, with ways to appeal to the emotions of the people. God blesses us with those things. And that's why we have instruments. And instruments serve as the same purpose. But we have, those of us who have been blessed to write beautiful songs, to write these wonderful songs, those of us who have been blessed to write, we should utilize that writing. We should utilize it. We should utilize it, and we should give it to the people. We should give it to the people. We should put it out in the public. Give it to the people. We should publicize it. We should publicize it. We should write songs. We should write books. We should do everything we can to see to it that these words get out to the people. We should. We should. So we're deeply grateful. I'm deeply grateful for this. I got something else that I want to play that a lot of you probably haven't heard, but this is something by a brother of mine in LaGrange, Georgia. His name is Imam Dawood. He has a studio called Front Porch Production. Front Porch Production. And he has a song out that I played for the young people, and listen to this, and I'm just showing you what we're trying to do, and what we should be doing, and how we should be, and how we really should be working with our young people, and how we should be taking this message to our young people. And this brother, Imam Dawood Hammond, his name is Imam Dawood Hammond, and he's out of LaGrange, Georgia. And he has a studio called Front Porch Production. Front Porch Production. And he has some wonderful songs here. This one is wonderful. It's called Mama Didn't Raise You That Way. And listen to this, those of you who got children, listen to this. Listen to this. This is beautiful. A beautiful message. My friend, Imam, now
what is this world coming to today? Is there any hope for the generation? Let's take a stroll in our mind, back in time, and you will hear her voice saying, Mama didn't raise you like that, Mama didn't raise you like that, Mama didn't raise you like that.
Mama didn't raise you like that. You won't let me.
Mama didn't raise you like that.
Mama didn't raise you like that. See, these are the types of songs that we have to really get involved in promoting. We have to promote. I see people coming on and cutting off because they say that brother lost his mind. You're right, I lost it. You're right, I lost it. I've lost it into something that I feel and believe that that's going to help us to remake our situation. And our music, it has to be addressed. It has to be addressed. We can't walk around pretending like it's not there. We cannot continue to walk around and pretend like these things are not there, like these things doesn't have to be attended to. We have to tend to our music also. We have a mission. We're on a mission today. We're on a mission today, and if we can't accept and see that we have a mission today, then we have to keep coming back. We have to keep coming back, and we have to continue to look for programs like this or look for people like this who can present these types of situations to us, because we really need it. We really need it. And believe me, I've been blessed to write, poetry and recite poetry and read poetry. But the material that I write I've been blessed to be able to be inspired by someone who has came and demonstrated to us and has left us a legacy to continue and to keep moving forward. And that is the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. The Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. I'm a student of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and I've been blessed. God has blessed me to be able to write and to be able to read music and to be able to present music in its best form. And tonight just happened to be one of those nights that I really feel that we should be having this conversation about music and the effects that it has on the mind, both negative and positive, and how we need to really be inspiring each other to promote wholesome music, music with positive lyrics, music that's going to help remake our minds and remake our situations. We have to address it. We have to address it. It was the music. It was the music and the Pied Piper that led us off a cliff. And now the music will have to bring us back to our sanity. So it works both ways, negative and positive. We can engage ourselves into a sound or beat and listen to it and fall in love with the melody and let it capture our emotions. And before we know it, we're singing something that's destroying us. That's destroying us. And before we can realize it, we're caught up in it just like a drug. We're hooked. We're hooked and don't know how it got there. So we have to really, really be conscious of what we're doing. We have to really be conscious of what we're doing. And occasionally we're going to have these nights. We're going to be inviting people to come on to read some poetry that they've written, as long as it's positive. To read poetry that they've written and to be able to talk about and discuss what inspired them to write it, you know. So this way we want to encourage you. This is how we should be able to encourage each other. I have one more poem that I'm going to read, something that I've written, and I'm going to bring on someone who also writes, someone who writes poetry. I've been trying to encourage a lot of people to do this. This is a poem that I wrote called Fashions and Designs. It says, from skyscrapers to airplanes and the human brain, from the streets to the depths of the sea, while fashions and designs of the human mind is God's blessings of creativity. From the foods we eat, some spicy, some sweet, designed to appeal to the taste. As far as I can see, both you and me are blessed to be in the human race. From the mountains to the valleys, the caves and the alleys, to the mighty rivers that flow, all designed with us in mind as tools for us to grow. From the cars we ride, all comfortable inside, to the music we so desire, it plays a role in soothing the soul, designed to inspire. From the language we speak, from tongue to cheek, if we take time to understand, what God has in mind with this design is that communications is in great demand. From the moon in the sky and the stars standing by as a light to see at night, all designed with us in mind as they shine so beautiful and bright. From the vegetation of Mother Earth as she gives birth to our basic necessities to live, as we look at each day in what God has to say about the life he so freely gives. From the clothing we wear to the styling of our hair, from the hats to the shoes on our feet. Getting caught up in extremes, as strange as it seems, we'll miss a very blessed treat. While fashions and designs send messages to our minds, this material is only a trial. So as we keep the pace in the human race, let's be a model for God and his style. It's called Fashions and Designs. Fashions and Designs. Dear people, we are, like I said before, we're very blessed. We're very blessed to be here, especially in this day and time. And I guess you might say, well, why? What's so special about this day and time? Because of the challenge. Because of the big challenge that we have today. No, we are blessed. We are blessed and blessed to be chosen by Almighty God to be here. You know, if had not it been Almighty God chosen us to be here in this day and time, we would never be here. So we're blessed. This is a blessing for us. It's a blessing for us. And like I said, I'm glad that the people that have been holding on are taking time to stay and listen to what I'm saying and being a part of what we're doing tonight. I know it's strange for some people, but this is something that I feel that really needs to be done. And we thank God that he has blessed us to be able to put together programs like this. You know, and only God can do this. So we thank you. We thank you so much. I'm going to bring on someone who's going to also read a couple of poems that she's written also. A very hardworking sister. I'm going to bring her on, and she's going to recite a couple of poems also. Assalamu alaikum. You on? Assalamu alaikum. She must not be on. But anyway, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to it. But we're thankful. Once again, we're deeply grateful and we're thankful. We're thankful to be able to be a part of this wonderful event that we do have tonight. And we thank you, and we thank you for coming on. But as we say, music and the effects that it has on the mind, negative and positive. You know, I know we got some people that don't care for music, that don't care for us, you know, but we're going to play it anyway, and we're going to continue this show. We're going to do this program like I had planned it, like God had put into my mind and into my heart to do it tonight. And so we thank you, the healing sounds and the effects of music. Music has been one of the greatest things, raising our self-esteem, anger, and stuff like that. You know, sometimes, you know, it could be expressed in music calms us. You know, it helps us stay younger. You know, we exercise. You know, it just creates so much in the emotions that really, really helps us, and we need it. If we didn't, God wouldn't give it to us. But we have to make sure that, like everything else, like our eating, like whatever, everything else we indulge in, it has been taken to an extreme, and people have taken it. They have written all types of songs and lyrics, and people are dancing off of certain things, and sometimes we're beginning to dance ourselves to sleep. So we really, really have to be conscious of our music. We have to be conscious of what we're doing, and we really, really do. And we're thankful and grateful for this opportunity tonight. This is a special night for me because I get a chance to share some of my writings with you, and then we can, like I said before, you know, we can do commentary on some of the stuff that we write, you know. And I'm going to be putting on programs like this quite often. I'm going to be sure that people come on and share some of their poetry, and we're going to have conversations about it. We can talk about it, talk about how it affects us and why we write certain things, why certain poems came to us, how it was inspired, and how Almighty God inspires these types of situations for us, and how Almighty God inspires these things. And we need them. And we need them because there's a message in this. There's a message in our poetry. There's a message in our songs. And we should have messages in our dance, interpretive dancing. We see a message in that also. So let me see if my sister's back on yet. Did she come back on yet? Assalamu alaikum. No, she's not on yet. So. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay,
Assalamu
you're on,
alaikum.
Sister Neofia.
Yes, okay. I'll recite a poem that I have. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I'm going to recite this from memory, so I hope I don't miss any lines.
Introduce yourself.
Sister Neofia Moore, Bloomfield, New Jersey. The name of the poem is Holy Land and Sacred Ground.
Can you hear me? I hear you. Did you write it yourself?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'd like to know. That's good.
I'll praise
okay,
it good to Allah.
You got it.
See how Allah's generosity and mercy abound. Every cubic inch of this planet is sacred ground. The earth is a holy precinct. This needs to be made distinct. We the people, all of us, are even more precious than the ground where we stand. So why all the fuss about a holy land? Hold on a second, please. There's much talk and preparation for war, 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 and talk of progress and order and law. Let us progress towards civilization of the nations instead of destructive technological innovations. And give praise to Allah, the most bountiful. And give praise to Allah, the most powerful. Alhamdulillah. And I recited this on a radio program once a long time ago. And the moderator asked me what inspired me to write a poem like that. And I said, listening to Imam Muhammad for many years.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Yes, I think that. Don't you have another one you would like to read?
Well, I don't have them in front of me. That one I memorized, and I don't have them in front of me right now.
Okay, well, anyway, and we just want to show how we are inspired. We're inspired. If we write, if we're songwriters, if we're dancers, if we write poetry, then we are inspired through this great work and through these great leaders that God has placed in our midst, among us. You know, and after the years of suffering that our people have been through, we should, and this is why we produce great entertainers, great singers, you know, and great dancers. This is why we produce that, because of the circumstances that we were put in and put under, you know, because of those circumstances. But there are those who are coming up out of this situation who understand and see what needs to be done and what we need to write, you know, the types of lyrics and the types of songs and the type of poetry that needs to be written to help us to move out of the situation that we're in, you know. And only God can inspire these things, you know. Only God can inspire these things. So we're really grateful. And I really am, you know, to be able to write poetry. I can write poetry anytime. I listen to something good. You know, something good, you know. I mean, you know, I can write poetry. You know, I've been blessed to be able to pick up a pen and write a poem about a subject or theme or theme I hear. I've been blessed. And only God can do that. Only Almighty God can do that. You know, only Almighty God can do that. And that's why we have to share it. We have to get out and we have to share what we have. We have to share what God has given us. We have to share what God has given us and the things that he has blessed us with. We really, really have to do that. We have to begin to get together and to organize and to put out our producers, our singers, our poetry writers, our dancers. We have to really, really organize and begin to promote this. And I'm not saying that we're not doing it. We got people all over the country that are doing it. Muslims, Christians, and Jews are doing it because they are aware and they are conscious of what needs to be done in this day and time. In this day and time. You know, I was thinking, I was really, really thinking on how I've been blessed to be able to put poetry together about subjects and different things. You know, I was writing, I was passing by a store one day, and, you know, and the people go in there, they buy hair and stuff like that, and it's called beauty supplies. You know, and I said, wow, I said, well, what kind of poem would that be, you know? So I wrote it, and, you know, and it's beautiful, and it's called beauty supplies. It says, as we exhaust all of our resources to put on a pretty face, striving for beauty, elegance, charm, and grace, with artificial solutions covering up what's inside, you will soon find out you can run, but you can't hide. Seeking cosmetic solutions that will last maybe for a day, but when the truth reigns in, it will all wash away. With ugly dispositions infested to the core, solutions for these things can't be purchased at any store. No cream, no lotion, no oil or hair sheen can cover them up or wipe them clean. No hairdo, haircut, or phony smile can put out the fire that fuels your unpleasant, wicked desires. True beauty develops from a righteous seed planted within, nurtured by love, compassion, and a life free from sin. All of the world's precious minerals, diamonds and gold, would not be enough to purify your soul. When the true essence of God is our soul beauty supplier, with true love and compassion, it will put out the fire. Remember, artificial mentalities can't cover up what's lingering inside. You can run all your life, but from the truth you can't hide. No makeup or phony smile can put out the ugly fire, so let the true essence of God be your beauty supplier. True beauty is everlasting. It can't be washed away. The evidence can be witnessed by those who sincerely pray. Whether you're blonde, brunette, redhead, dreadlocks, or afro, if your heart is not right, it won't get you through the door. when we accept ourselves and be what God has intended for us to be, because it's the truth and only the truth that will set us free. That's called beauty supply. So we see how we can see, if we can see and understand, dear people on the air, if we can see and understand how circumstances, with the circumstances that's in the world today, it's producing some great songwriters, great poets, you know, people who understand and can see what's going on in the society. So God has blessed them to be able to put together lyrics, songs, and movies also, This is this is how movies also, movie producers, producers of movies, producers of dances. You know, I've heard, I've sat and talked with people, singers. I've talked with people who have discussions on plays and stuff like that, you know. And I've had, I have desires to also want to write plays and stuff, skits and plays and stuff like that, because that's the creativity that comes in you when God blesses you, when you focus in on what's happening in the world today and what we really need. God has always blessed people to come up during the times, during those times and eras, to be able to produce these things. And this is why we have to get busy. This is why we have to stay busy. This is why we have to utilize what we got. We have to take this inspiration. We have to utilize it. We have to utilize it. We have to utilize it and take it to the people. And we'd be surprised of how many people really appreciate what we're doing and how many people are inspired. And we'll be surprised of how many people are out there that are doing this. We got people out there that are actually doing this also. We're not the only ones. But we just have to touch them. We have to touch them and inspire them and let them know, hey, what you have is what we need. That's how I was, that's what happened to me. That's what happened to me.
I have another one, Brother Edwin. Okay. I'm reading this one. This is mine also. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title of the poem is Provisions. O Allah, you are the best knower and the best of providers. You have provided camels in the sandy deserts, which are perfectly suited for that climate, and which can carry heavy loads, making transportation and trade easier and life possible in the desert. You have provided dogs in the frozen deserts, which have thick, heavy fur coats, and which can carry heavy loads, making transportation and trade easier and life possible in the frozen places of the earth. You have provided elephants where they are needed, which can carry heavy loads and do heavy work, making transportation and trade easier and life possible in the jungle and the savannah. You have provided food to adequately feed the world, and you have provided variations among us so that we may know each other and make life interesting and not despise each other. Yet there are those who dare to allow or who force others to starve to death while food rots. And humanity has not found a way to create a single seed. Yet we go to war over trifles in the midst of trillions of seeds and in the midst of your inexhaustible provisions. Oh Allah, you have already shown us the way to save ourselves from our own destruction. Please grant us the will to do so and to pass to our children a better legacy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, my sister, for...
Some poems rhyme at the beginning of the sentence rather than the end.
Yeah, poetry, see, one thing about poetry is that it doesn't have to rhyme. You know, it doesn't have to rhyme. You know, it there's meaning. See, there's so much meaning in poetry. Until there's so much blessing, so many blessings in poetry. You know, it doesn't really have to rhyme. You know, I got, when I write a poem that don't rhyme, believe me, I'd write a book. I can write a book. You know, a book. That's why I like to make it rhyme, because I can cut it. I can stop it. But when I write a poetry that doesn't rhyme, it just goes on and on and on and on, you know. But that's a blessing from Almighty God that we have in being able to write and to produce and to sing. And we have some great. So my mother sang in the choir at her church. I had an uncle that sang at the church. So So, you know, but I never really was a singer. But when I started writing, songs for the group, The Propagators, and what that did was just because when I write a song, I could sing it. And that's what started me to sing was the songs that I wrote, you know, because when I'm writing, I hear something. I hear something when I'm writing. There's something that I hear, you know. So there's a beat that comes with the song when I'm writing it, you know. And
right.
But the point is that inspiration, you know, inspiration is so important. It is so important for us, you know, to be able to be inspired,
Yes.
You know, everybody, it is, you know. I mean, you know, everybody can't sing, you know. Everybody can't sing until they get inspired. Once a person gets inspired, I didn't know I could sing. You know, people telling me, you know, you could sing. I didn't know. I didn't think I could sing, but once I started writing songs and then trying to produce them, you know, with the group, you know, I had to get in, and, you know, and then they said, well, you lead it, you know, and you know, by singing a cappella, you know, it was easy, you know, and even now, you know, like I listen to the song groups like the OJs, Impressions, and a lot of the younger people today, you know, even in some of the rap, you know, I get really inspired by some of these young sisters and brothers now coming up with this spoken word now, you know. I got stuff that the spoken word, some of the young people now, you know, and people think that we have to, you know, play rap to capture our young people, you know. You know, that that just happens to be a language, happens to be a way, because when I was coming up, you know, when my brother used to tell me, let me rap to you, you know, it means to sit down, let me talk to you. That's what it meant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was coming up. But now, you know, when we say rap, and seeing that just goes to show us, you know, that there's a meaning behind the word by the expression and by the whole concept of it. There's a meaning behind that, because it's not something that just popped up. It was something that was coming, that was on its way over the years. You know, every circumstances that we're in today with our music, everything that's happening in the music today, you know, like you said, it's a part of the scheme. It's a part of the scheme, but you know, but the scheme of schemes, but God also plans. You see, and what we don't know, you know, is that, you know, I was looking at a program how they're training dogs to send out bed bugs. They're training dogs to send a bomb or bullets.
Right.
You know, listen, you know, they're training dogs to do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're training dogs to do this. Don't you know that God knows what's going on in this world today, and that there's a bloodhound on every trail? There's a bloodhound
right.
on every trail. So, this is why we have to get in where we fit in. Everybody are not going to be songwriters. Everybody's not going to be write poetry. But there's in every song, it has a note, it has a beat, and like I always say, in every beat in the music, every beat has a measure. In every song, in the scales, in the notes of the song, every beat has a measure, you know, and every note has to get in where it fits in, you know, and every beat has a measure, you know, there's a measure to every beat, you know, one note has a 1-2 beat, one note has a 1-2-3 beat, you know, but once it's in where it fits in, it performs what? Harmony. It performs unity, harmony, and it makes one sound, one beautiful sound, and it makes a sound, and there's a meaning, and it comes to a conclusion, you know, of what this song is all about and what it means, you know, and this is how we have to really see our music and understand, you know, what we have to do, you know, as a people who have been so destroyed, you know, whose music has been so degrading to each other, you know, whose lyrics have been so degraded. That's because we lost our morality, we lost it. We lost that, you know. We lost that, and then we look at our young people, and we ask them what happened, you know, and they're looking at us and asking us what happened. Did we drop the ball? Did we drop the ball? No, but we can rectify that. We can rectify everything in creation, everything that's going on wrong today, we can rectify it. Just as sure as those hounds are being trained to send out bed bugs and ammunition, we can also get on the trail and the tracks of those things that are causing effects to us in our society today, we can do the same thing. We can do the same thing. It ain't going to come overnight. We're not going to just make a doo-wah and get up and go get it. We have to plan. We have to be intelligent. We have to look at what's going on, study what's going on, and then pursue it. We have to have that desire. We have to want to do it. But believe me, we've been pushed back. There's so many things that's been happening to us today that we shouldn't have. It shouldn't even be an option. You know, we should automatically be engaged. You know, we should think of ourselves in this mission that we have today. We've been chosen. We have been chosen by Almighty God with this knowledge that we have, you know, as a people who have suffered through the things that we've suffered through, the hardships that we've been through, as a people, you know, we are automatically have been chosen for this mission, you know, and we cannot stop now. So what I'm saying, dear people, is that we have to keep going. We have to get up and realize and recognize that we have a mission. And once we recognize we have a mission, you know, there's no hiding. There's no sitting back, you know. We have to pick up the tools. We have to pick up those tools and begin to work and begin to build in our society today. We have institutions that we have to build, great institutions that we need to build. You know, we can't continue to lay back while our people are constantly being crushed, constantly being stepped upon, young men out in the streets being killed. We can't keep standing back, and man, and we have to stop blaming it on the music. We have to stop blaming it on everything that's outside of ourselves, because there's nothing inside of us, you know, that can allow something outside of us. If we utilize what's inside of us, you know, we can stop that. We can stop it right in its tracks, you know, if we only have faith and believe and begin to realize that we have a mission, and that we've been chosen. We've been chosen for this great mission. We've been chosen for this mission, you know, and we cannot stop now, you know. So ain't no sense in us trying to turn around and go back, you know, because we've been chosen, because if we don't, we're going to be punished. We're going to pay a price for something that has been given to us, and we don't utilize it. We're going to pay a price for that, you know. At least I know within my own self, I realize that within my own self, you know, and I pray that I can be reminded of what I have to do each and every day, and I can be reminded of these things and keep going. And this is what compels me to write. This is what the things that I do. This is what compels me to do the things that I do also, you know. And I think that if everybody, we can do things that we want to do if we really want to, if we put our minds to it, you know, But if we realize, if we really stand up and realize what we're facing today, we would go out and look for something, look and see what it is that we can do to really, really help this great cause, this cause that we have today, this situation that we're in today, you know. We can really, really go out and be successful. So I'm going to read something the Imam wrote. The Imam said, it's time we sing a new song. This is something that Imam Waterdeen Muhammad wrote in his book, It's Time We Sing a New Song. It's from the heart and soul of Wallace, from the philosophical thinking and intellect of Imam W.D. Muhammad. This is a poem that he wrote. And it's the theme, it's time we sing a new song. This is what he says. Our world has made it difficult for that unseen evil to abide. It's time we sing a new song to survive. There's Satan, that fallen star, mounted on his lonely hill. The world, too, is playing its game outfield. The devil is unseen evil, but no more immortal than we are. This truth, you can take it to your preacher. In this world, we think there's no hope for us. The evil will hit many in the head with this hocus pocus. Please take some of this sarsaparilla. Stay out of the path of its killers. Keep our human souls moral filters. Brother, be reborn and sing a new song. Be true enough to never envy another throne. Be strong enough to take the cross the whole world on. It's time we sing a new song. You see what we face? See what we have today? See, we had a leader who wrote poetry. He loved songs. You know, he loved. You know, he did. He wrote poetry. But we have to understand, in these poems are not. These are no light matters here. There's a lot. There's a heavy message in the poetry that the Imam writes, and we should be the same way in our creativity. You know, he's given us the Imam. He has led us, and he's still leading us. He's still leading me. He's still leading this community, Imam W.D. Muhammad's community. He's still leading it, and we have to go out and establish institutions, great institutions, in the name of our leader, all of our great leaders. You know, Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, we haven't even scratched, made a dent in the surface, you know, in establishing our beloved Imam. We haven't. We haven't made a dent in the surface in really establishing our beloved Imam. All the great work that Imam Walter D. Muhammad has done and known all over the Christian world and known all over the world, and we haven't scratched a dent in the surface. We have great institutions that we have to establish. It's time we sing a new song. It's time that we speed up the beat. And understand what we're faced with today. We have to really begin to understand what we're faced with today and begin to be creative and to start building these great institutions. We need schools, many schools. We need farms. We need institutions. We need factories. We need hospitals. These are the things that we need. These are things that we need. But in order for us to produce this type of mentality, and believe me, and I'm not saying that we don't have these things on the way, because they are on the way. I do believe, you know, in my heart, in my spirit, that it's going to be done and that it is being done, that we do have people out in our community that are building. We do have people that are struggling and moving forward, building farms and educational institutions and all types of institutions. We have people establishing products and producing products that we can be proud of ourselves, you know, in the future to come. We do have those things among us.
Brother Edwin.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
yes.
We know. One reason why we know that we can do this is because it has been done before. We had hospitals in Chicago and other places. We had towns, African-American towns throughout the South. I just learned about that a few months ago. And we were doing things for ourselves. Imam Muhammad said integration was a trick.
Yeah. We understand that now, and we understand that now. You see, with the mind that we have, that the Imam had, you know, and this is why we should be grateful. We should be thankful for Imam Wajuddin Muhammad, because you know, we wouldn't have really began to see the schemes. The schemes of what was really happening to us had not been for Imam Muhammad, because he came in a time where When really we were beginning to bury ourselves in blackness, burying ourselves, like we get ready to destroy ourselves in blackness. You know, I had this this thing called a Negro Market. You know, and it's a book that I bought from the Imam's daughter, Sister Layla. You know, and it was talking about how the business that they had, you know, in hospitals in Kansas City, Missouri. You know. I mean, you know, these are things that African American people had. These are things that they had. You know, I mean, in Chicago, they had, you know, meat markets. You know, I mean, you heard this Hiram Young Jackson County Home for colored girls. They had a lot of. This book takes you back all the way back in the 1930s, you know, in 30 cities, you know, how the Negroes. So this is what they're saying here, how the different markets and stuff that they had. Nice place. Parker House Sausage Company, you know, Parker House Sausage Company in Chicago, Illinois. It was a successful Negro-owned concern catering to both white and colored dealers. You know, this is owned by. So, you know, so like you say, we've done this before, and this was back then, you know, so.
That's right.
You're right. But the trick, the things that has happened to us, you know, I think that what we really have to do is to begin to really look at ourselves and look at what we're doing and look at what we are doing and really examine ourselves. We have to really examine ourselves, you know, and see what, you know. But I think that we've been blessed, and you know, and one thing I learned that I know about Almighty God, He's always on time, you know.
Yeah.
Almighty God, always on time, you know. Always on time. So we are very blessed. We're blessed people. We're blessed to have what we have today. So we can never say never, you know, because what we have today, you know, what we have today, I think it's right on time. It's on time, you know. It's just that, you know. I mean, it's a condition. It's a condition. Mm-hmm. What we have today is for the condition that we have also, because we have been so mentally destroyed, you know, and what we have today is really, 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 really for that mental destruction that has taken place in our lives, you know. Because I know that what we're getting from Almighty God today, you know, I know, believe me, deep down in my soul, you know, I know and believe, and I've had people to tell me, you know, I know my mother, may Allah be pleased with her, before she passed away, she told me she was so happy when she passed away. She said, I'm so happy to see you where you are today. You know, she said, because what you're saying today makes sense. You know, because when I was in the Nation of Islam, you know, she appreciated that too, because that kept me out of a lot of trouble and stuff. But what I have today, she said, what you have today, she said, that's going to bring you into being around people, or even my church love you, you know, what you have today, you know. And I can go to anytime and speak in the church, in her church, you know. But thing is that we are, like you said, you know, we do have, you know, has been done before, you know. If we study and see things that have been done before, you know, and not allow that destruction that has taken place, you know, in us to keep stigmatizing ourselves and allow ourselves to be brought down, you know. And I think that I do believe in my heart that we are all right. I know that I believe that we are all right, you know, and I know that we are in good hands, you know, when we follow our religion, when we follow Islam to its max, we follow it, you know, the right way, open up our hearts and be honest with ourselves, keep moving forward, you know, and working and being concerned about each other and being concerned and make sacrifices and support our institutions that's coming up now. I do believe that God is blessing us. God is blessing
us. Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
My father, my father didn't like the Nation of Islam. He actually despised Aubrey Lodge Muhammad. But when he heard Imam Muhammad, when he heard Imam Warithi Muhammad, he said, that boy knows something. So that was his stamp of approval.
But you know, though, sister, I think that people really, really appreciated the honor of Elijah Muhammad after they heard the Imam, because the Imam took and he dignified his father's name. You know, he made people really appreciate and go back and take another look at the honor of Elijah Muhammad, too. You know,
yes.
You know, because when he said that he was going to Rome, you know, not to talk about the racial imagery, but to let them know that the son of Elijah Muhammad, here he is around the world now, making friends with world leaders. You know, that was, you know, he said that he was blessed to do that. You know, so, but he dignified the honor of Elijah Muhammad's name by highlighting great things and by showing us the things that the honor of Elijah Muhammad had to do to catch our ear. To get us the thing that we were in the mud. We were in the mud at this time. It took some things to reel us out. You know, like you said, like Jesus said, you know, I'll make you fishermen of men. You know, you see, so we had to be reeled out. We had to really be reeled out of some situations. You know, but at the same time, you know, we would still be, you know, in a sad situation. But we're thankful to Allah that we are in the situation that we're in today, and that we have the knowledge that we have today too. We're really thankful to Allah, you know. So it really is, you know. But I know my mother is, you know, and matter of fact, when my mother passed away during Mother's Day in Cleveland, and you know, her birthday, yeah, during Mother's Day, we had, and Sister Ellen Rahman's mom passed away too during the same time, and we went to funerals, you know, her mother's funeral and my mother, we came, you know. But I'm just saying that to say this, is that, you know, I'm thankful, you know, I'm grateful that my mother lived. She lived to see, you know, me accept and to understand the religion of Islam, you know, the religion of Islam as being a Christian. You know, we have to have a relationship with Christians. We have to have a relationship with Christians, you know. There's no getting around that, you know. We are not going to be successful if we don't establish a relationship with the Christians, because they are our friends. They are, you know, they are the Christians. We need them. We need them. They need us. We need each other. We need each other because of the fact that, because God made it that way. God made it that way. God tells us in our book that there are some, you know, among them, you know, who, when they hear the word of God, who it sends joy to their hearts, you know, and you know, and even the Jews also. So we need each other. We need each other. We can't walk around there pretending and thumping our chest like we got the best this and we got the best that. You know, we don't have the best if we can't attract the rest. If we can't attract the rest, we don't have the best. You know. So
and
then this is,
and
what
there
we
are
want.
Millions and millions of Christians in the world who call God Allah. That's all they have ever used.
Exactly. So we're on the right track. You know, I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. You know, and I know, you know, that we are on the right track. You know, and God has truly blessed us because of what and just look at what we've been given. We have been given. I mean, situations. You know, we got here. We are establishing schools, and you know, and farms. See, we got brothers now down in Georgia establishing farm. Have farmland, cows, and slaughtering their own animals. You know, we have brothers that are manufacturing, making their own detergent. You know, we have these things. We have people who are brothers in Philadelphia, young brothers in Philadelphia, you know, who are buying up properties, you know. We have a lot to be thankful for, you know, but we have a lot more to do. But believe me, these things that are happening today are going to, in the next 10 years, we're going to see so much progress. I mean, we're going to see a lot. We're going to be coming together at our conventions. We're going to be coming together, sharing information, you know, sharing, and this is why we have to come together. This is why we need these conventions and different things, you know. And this is why, like you say, we have to work in our places, but we also have to have something nationally where we come together and we can share information. Yeah, we need that, you know. But we are all leaders. We're all leaders. Imam made sure that when he passed away, that we understood what leadership was, you know, that we understood what leadership was, and that we don't be captured by the slave catchers anymore. You know, he made sure that, and we understand it, and can nobody enslave us anymore. There's nobody can do that anymore. So, but, you know, and at the same time, you know, but we got a mission. There's a mission for us as African-American people. You know, there's a great, great responsibility on our shoulders, because whom is given much required. Much is required, you know, and we can't just continue saying about how great we are or how great the information that we have. We can't just keep saying that, you know, and don't have no proof, and don't have no proof, don't have nothing to show for it, you know. We'll be a laughing stock. That's why I took and started doing something. I said I got to do something. I got to start making some money. I got to set up me some kind of businesses, you know, even with my writing and stuff, you know, And it has always bothered me, you know, that I was doing this stuff and wasn't doing nothing else, wasn't producing nothing, you know, wasn't trying to, it wasn't doing nothing with it, you know, and it always bothered, and it still bothers me, because I still feel that I'm not doing enough. I'll always feel that way, and not always feel that way, because of the fact that that keeps me motivated. It keeps me motivated, right. You know. But so we have to thank God for everything, for everything we thank God for, and we pray that we can continue to keep moving and to keep moving forward, you know, so that we can really, really understand, you know, or where we are today. You know, we have to really do that. And with our children you know, we have to really, 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 you know, make sure that they understand what we're doing today. And sometimes we have to invite them. We have to invite them to listen, to engage in some of the things that we engage in. So then we have to invite them, you know. And believe me, they'll come.
Brother Edward, are we the only ones on the line?
No, this board. There's more people on here. I got people. Some people don't want to come on. No, I got the board is full.
It's so quiet.
Yeah, my board is full. You know, I mean, let me see if anybody if they want to speak. All they have to do is press one. If they want to speak, they press one. If they got anything they would like to say, they can just press one and come on. See, this quiet like this because this is not like those other conference calls. This is, you know, see, I sound in the voice. You know, I can control that here from the board. But if anybody would like to come on or speak, just press one and you'll come into the studio. And and we'll hear from you. Anybody? I don't want to call out any numbers. I see the numbers on the board, but obviously they probably don't want to say nothing. They probably listening. We thank you. We thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us tonight. And once again, I want to also make sure that we understand that we have the national convention coming up, sponsored by the Mosque Cares, the Ministry of Imam Deputy Muhammad, the annual 27th convention. September the 2nd, 4th, at Tinley Park Convention Center. That's 1851 Convention Center Drive. That's in Tinley Park, Illinois. The activities include the annual award banquet, the Believers in Uniform, the Pioneer Honors, youth activities, business expo and networking, science fair, fashion show, workshop topics, Imam W.D. Muhammad's Tafsir and Leadership, health and wellness, Let's Get Singles Married, the Dawah Initiatives, and career planning, college and education, and much, much more. The ticket information is available at MuslimConvention.net. MuslimConvention.net. The ticket information is available. Or you can also go to the MosqueCares.com, or you can mail your checks or money orders payable to WDM Ministry at Special Events. That's P.O. Box 153 Matteson, M-A-T-T-E-S-O-N, Matteson, Illinois, 60443. So join us there. We're gonna have a wonderful convention. We'll be there. I'll be working with Sister Camila Fakran out of Chicago on the cultural. I'm working with her on the cultural activities, and we're gonna have some dynamic young talent there this year. So join us. Get your tickets, or you can register. Get your tickets and join us this year at the at our national convention. And also our Ramadan session will be coming up also this year too. As a matter of fact, we're having a meeting for the convention meeting tonight also the committee will be meeting tonight, and you can also join us to be on. As a matter of fact, I'll be getting off in the next 10 minutes because I have to be on that committee also, but you can join us also on that meeting also. The phone number is 302-202-1110, 302-202-1110. It's 674081 is the access code. That's tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. That's the convention committee meeting. Come on, join us and listen in to what's going on and see if you can be a part of what we're doing and see if you can add something to or suggestions. So join us tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern time. It's 9 o'clock Eastern time. That's 302-202-1110, 674-081, 674-081. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. And I will be getting off here at 8:30 so I can prepare for that meeting also. But I just want you to know that tonight has just been a special night of poetry and discussions of why we need of positive music and writings and just basically on how Allah and how God blesses us and how God blesses whom He pleases. God blesses whom He pleases. And Allah says, I heard it say that God listens to those who serve Him. Those who serve Him, you know. Allah listens to those who serve Him, you know, and to those who call upon Him. You know, God listens to those who call upon Him, you know. When you're sincere, when you're honest in your intentions, and when you're in aims or to do right, God will listen to you, and God will bless you, and God will come to your aid, you know, if that be your intention. Believe me, it's true. God's promise is true. God's promise is true. We know that. We know that because our call has been answered. We, you know, we were like the Hebrews. We were in the wilderness, you know, and God answered our call, and He sent us someone, you know. He sent us someone, you know, Imam W.D. Muhammad and his father, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and all of the great leaders that we've had in the past, Frederick Douglass, Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, you know, Sojourner Truth, you know. These were all leaders that played a part in our history. We can't forget them. We can't forget
them.
Right. We can't forget them because they made it. Believe me, they were a part of Allah's plan. They were a part of God's plan. Believe me, had not it been for them, we wouldn't be where we are today in our Islam. We wouldn't be where we are today, even in our Islam. So we have to be grateful, and we have to be thankful. We have to be great, deeply thankful for that, you know. And I wanted to recite something to you. This is something that really touched me, and it's something about caring and sharing. And I wrote this poem for the Islamic Cure Foundation. That was a foundation set up by Sister Layla Muhammad and Sister Lydia out of Chicago. They set up a foundation called the Islamic Cure Foundation, and they went to Kenya. And they went and they saw a lot of things happening over there. And when they came back and they asked me to write a theme poem for the organization, and I wrote this poem. It says, "Blue skies, circle of softness and compassion. The blue now running pure and free. Caring and sharing, reviving the true spirit of humanity. With rivers flowing, spirits are growing. The sunlight is glowing, around, shining around the world with the genuine concern of people who are tested now applying what they have learned. Hands reaching around the world, hearts being touched by suffering souls, letting nothing stand in their way of achieving these humanitarian goals. Children left to suffer, eating and living, winning wherever they can. Young minds disturbed and confused by something that they don't even understand. The blue sky is a circle of softness and compassion, giving us daylight, this generous gift from God, softness and compassion in a world that has grown cold and hard. The Nile flows freely, yielding the great benefits to the land, while children are suffering around the world. We must and will do all that we can. There's a true benefit in giving. It's found in the gratitude of those who have received, returning the favor to others who also might be relieved. There's happiness and great joy when we help to relieve the pain of hunger and thirst. These are the signs of the God-loving. On the line, they will be first. Sharing and caring is the true American way. A kinder and gentler nation is what one of our presidents had to say. We will not have true peace until we share with all people the things of good that we desire. True sharing and caring only comes with the spirit that God inspires. When we open up our hearts and extend our hands of human concern, the true expression of those who believe, relieving the pain and suffering from those who have been deceived. Caring and sharing will conquer the ignorance and the corruption that causes so much suffering and pain. As we bring the truth at falsehood, we will knock out its brains. Out of all the suffering in the world, when we all develop a human concern of true love and sharing, then and only then we will have true peace, because the cure is in the caring. The cure is in the caring. And that's a poem that I wrote for the Islamic Cure Foundation. And to my dear people, who came on tonight. We are so grateful that you came and joined us tonight, and hopefully we'll have a chance. We'll be able to put together something next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Join us next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock as we get ready to leave you. I'm going to close with prayer, and then I'm going to close out. I got a song I want to play. It's all music by a group called The Third Force, and it's called You Gotta Be Real. But I'm going to close out with the Fatiha first, and then we'll play the song You Gotta Be Real by The Third Force. And the music is from one of my CDs, a tribute to the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. But I'm going to play the music after we close out. But anyway, once again, Sister Neophia, I thank you. You have anything you would like to say before we close? Sister Neophia? Okay, but what we're going to do is, like I said before we close out, I'm going to close out. We're going to close out with prayer. And then we're going to, Sister Neophia, you have anything you'd like to say before we close out?
No, that's all, Brother Edward. I said everything. Thank you.
Okay, would you close
I'm grateful that we have this program, you know, for our expression.
Yes. Would you close us out with the Fatiha?
Yes. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi alameen. Ar-Rahmani r-Rahim. Maliki yawmidin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
آمين آمين آمين Dear believers, dear people, we thank you for joining us tonight, and just remember, you got to be real. You got to be real. You got to be real. The name of this song, it's called You Gotta Be Real. It's all music. You gotta be real. Daniel in the lion's den. He told his man to stand up and fight regardless of the shifting of the wind. When the wind blew fierce and the sea got rough, but the crew stood firm because they were tough. When the command came down to man their post out of love and true respect, like a flash of light, they were ready to fight. All hands would be on deck. Once a year, be it far or near, the ship would come to dock. Oh, the crew, if they only knew that they were in for a shock. Cause Elijah had gotten ill and no doctor's pill could stop him from passing away. Cause he was a part of a divine plan and this was the chosen day. That he passed, many questions were asked. I know because I asked one. Little did we know he had to go to allow the rising of the new sun. And so in. Yeah, when the ship docked, the world was shocked. Because a man who stood firm and hard had passed away on this particular day. It was the will of Allah, Almighty God. Did the sails rise again in the changing of the wind? Look around and I'm sure you can tell. Elijah, he knew. He trained a few, and he trained them very well.
But there was one, a humble son, who was striving to be upright for this day. And it was to be seen that Imam Wadatuddin was to carry the ship on his way. He said, I have what you need on how to succeed, so come on, let's continue this trip. I am the one, said the humble son, to sail and direct this ship. So those of you who are in doubt, listen and check me out. Allah has fashioned me, and it's Allah's will that we still set out in the depths of the sea. Though the winds will be rough, you're trained, you're tough. We're now on a worldwide mission on this ship. When you do a good deed, you'll get what you need, and success will be yours on this trip. He stepped right in and took control, giving justice to the poor, the young, and the old, explaining the rights of the women and men. The ship set out to sail again. He rid the ship of falsehood, racism, uprooted superstition, and even today, some of you say, what a smooth transition. But only a God-sent man could take such a stand and feel such a humble position. He said, follow me, and soon you'll see. I was born for the mission. I was born for the mission. Imam Wadatuddin Muhammad is the leader. He's the leader. He lives in you. He lives in me. He lives in the destiny. I'm Edward Abdelaziz. Join me next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Religion means alive. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.